some people.
It was one of those times where I had to bite my tongue really, really hard, Mayor.
I've been there, usually in a gas station. So I mean, not.
It was at a gas station. So
usually those are those moments where you just kind of have to hold back from hitting someone over the head with a twisted tea can.
I mean, I wouldn't be holding a twisted tea can, but
you may pick one up just to hit someone with it.
At most gas stations in the Midwest, it is the closest thing within arm's reach when you're at the register is a twisted tea can. That's the way it is. Because you can get
we get booze as impulse items at gas stations in the Midwest.
You get people in the, from most the East
places
Coast.
Probably have like you know some chips or lottery tickets. I mean we have that as well, but there'll be like you know six packs stacked right by the counter.
Yeah, like you'll shock people when they tell you, yeah, you just get beer here, and then you get beer at CVS. We just get beer everywhere. Everywhere you go, you can get a beer.
The real crazy thing is like the drive-throughs that we have. We just always call them Majories around here because I think it's like the local Italian family that owns them all or something called Majories. And it's just like you know, it looks like a garage. You drive through and you get beer, you get lottery tickets, whatever. I'm not actually sure what they're called. Drive-throughs,
like
probably.
It's not like you don't have like daiquiri huts like Jeremy has.
No. No yeah, daiquiri huts, although I can call it that from now on. It's the daiquiri garage.
But they don't like mix the drink up for you and serve it to you in a styrofoam cup, is what I'm saying.
No, they probably would frown upon that. You got pulled over with a styrofoam cup of daiquiri.
Yeah, well, they put, like Jeremy told us, they put a piece of tape over the drinking area, so, I mean, that's safe. You can't get that off until you get home.
Can't get that off while you're driving. No way, no how.
Possible.
We're live, pal. We're live.
We are live, pal. I actually just quote tweeted this and said that exact thing. We're live, pal.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have to make sure get this retweeted here then.
All right. Well, while you do that, I'm going to play us a little video about our upcoming live show with Piece of Business. Are you ready, Mayor? I got a video for you. I know you like these.
I love these videos.
I was born in a city where the winter nights don't ever sleep. So this life's always with me. The ice inside my veins will never bleed.
There you go, pal. There it is.
It's a great video. I thought you did a great job there.
Thanks.
I'm not
pal.
Sure. Is that The Weeknd?
That is The Weeknd. The Weeknd is he is the new. They've got rid of Flo Rida and they've replaced them with The Weeknd.
It sounded like him, but man, that song is. That's nowhere near as good as, like all his other hits from you know, like, 8 years ago, six years ago.
Like when he first came out. Like what was that?
I love that stuff.
That is some good stuff right there. House of Balloons is one
House
of them,
Balloons. I knew it was something with balloons.
And yeah, that's some good shit right there. That old Weeknd is some really good stuff. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite old Weeknd song?
Wicked Games.
That's a good one. I like The Morning is a really good one, or Rolling Stones is another one.
Rolling Stones is really good too. Very good song.
Yeah, The Weeknd's not. I mean, not as good as he used to be. He still has some good songs. But yeah. He's the new Flo Rida. They've gotten rid of Flo Rida, and now they've got The Weeknd.
Yeah. He's almost seems like in that Flo Rida category. He's gone almost too pop for me.
Fair.
It's kind of teetering on like Bruno Mars gimmick infringement now.
We wouldn't want that, pal.
No, there's only enough room on this planet for one Mars.
What about Mars Bars? Is there room for him and Mars Bars?
As long as there's Nutty Bars on that world, yes.
Okay. I like the nutty bars too. Nutty bars are good. Anything with peanut butter.
Number two, right behind the Christmas tree cake for me for Little Debbie snacks.
That's fair. Where do you stand on like Swiss cake rolls?
I'd eat them, but they're probably near the very bottom.
Really?
I'd eat them. They're good frozen. They're really good frozen.
You seem to like your Little Debbie snacks frozen more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Swiss cake rolls. Those are one of my favorites. I like the Swiss cake rolls. I like the brownies, but not the cosmic fucking brownies. I want the brownies with the walnuts. I don't want those fucking cosmic brownies. You can keep your cosmic brownies, goddammit. I don't want them.
I don't know if I've ever had the one with the walnuts. I've had the cosmic brownies, and I eat the heck out of those things.
Well, then you have Star Crunches. Oh, Star Crunches are... they're okay. They're like your Swiss cake roll.
They're down near the bottom, but they're still edible if you see them sitting around.
Especially after a couple slices of banana bread. Yeah, pal, those are going to be delicious.
Yeah, and you get a lot of them in a package. I think it comes with like 12 in a package.
It feels like it never ends. It feels like there's like 60 in there.
You just keep pulling them out. They have babies in there, Brent.
Or fudge dip granola bars. Have you ever had a fudge dip granola bar? That's delicious right there.
Is that a Little Debbie snack, or is that just like some random snack?
I don't think it's a Little Debbie snack. But while we're talking, while we're thinking about things I ate a lot when I was in middle school, I also ate a lot of fudge dip granola bars. Delicious. Okay,
I thought you were leaning towards Wall and enjoying in some banana bread. You also ate a bunch of fudge dip granola bars.
Yes, I mean that happened in high school too. Yeah, not in middle school much, but in high school, a lot of times that happened.
Gotcha. Yeah, so a good 1-2 punch, good tag team, like the Mega Powers.
Like the Mega Those things, Powers.
And they're never going to break up, I'm sure, right?
No, I don't think we'll ever see the end of the Mega Powers. It will reign forever. So, I am the Nebraska Dream. He is the Big Boss Mayor. This is not the Mayor of Superstars, so if you tuned in to watch to see Superstars, I'm sorry, but not this week.
There may be a mullet or two.
I can't imagine that we wouldn't see a mullet. So
probably at least in the crowd. I mean,
there's got to be definitely one.
This is still 93 or 92.
This is 1989, brother.
89. Oh wow, that's right. Yeah, this is way before, because we still had Hogan and Randy together here.
Yeah, Hogan and Randy are still together here for the time being. Spoiler alert. Anyway, so I mean, is there anything that you want to talk about that happened in the wrestling world today, other than how impressive was the debut match for Nikita Lyons on NXT 2.0 this week? How impressed were you?
It was a nice spin kick she had.
She did, yes.
It was a nice spin kick. I feel like I don't remember who she had actually wrestled. I'm kind of forgettable. I'll call her Jane Doe. I think Jane Doe got a little too much offense in on her. I would have liked to seen it a little bit more one-sided.
Okay. I
impressive, I you know, pretty impressive debut. It seemed like she got some social media buzz. I believe a term Yam Yam Bigelow was trending.
Did you see some of these were amazing. I saw like Bruno Yam Martino. I saw that one. There was the tribal cheeks of the World Wrestling Federation. I didn't make these up.
I missed those.
I didn't make these up. These are some of the ones that I read, which were pretty damn hilarious. I spent probably the better part of 20 minutes just reading those and laughing hysterically. So shout out to the internet for that. That is why the interwebs are undefeated.
Sometimes the internet's a fun place.
Yeah, it depended on who you're following.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the Ziggler and Ziggler and Ciampa match, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was great.
How useless is Grayson Waller's bodyguard at this point? He's useless.
Yeah. Grayson Waller doesn't need a bodyguard. Other people need bodyguards from Grayson Waller.
I mean, you should be his hype man.
Yeah. I mean, I should. I'm all in on the Grayson Waller
Express. Speaking of hype man, speaking of hype man, hold on one second, Mayor. I am the advocate to the reigning, defending piece of business pay-per-view champion, the Big Boss Mayor here. Congratulations, Mayor. You're the piece of business pay-per-view champion.
Big
Way to
boss
go.
Boss Mayor. Big Boss Mayor.
There you go, pal. Congratulations.
I almost had back-to-back perfect picks, too. I didn't miss on the Rumble. I'm like Carmelo Hayes. I don't miss.
Did you miss anything on Elimination Chamber?
The only one I did, I only picked The Miz because he's The Miz. I would have picked Rey Mysterio. That's the only match I actually missed.
Oh, so that match was actually null and void because they didn't pick that match because they thought it was going to be a Mansoor match. So,
oh, okay. Well, I would have picked Mansoor in that match if he had a match. He could have wrestled. Okay, I was just going to say wrestled Jesus Christ, but they definitely would have put Mansoor over Jesus Christ there. So
definitely. You were joking when Bobby Lashley got taken out of the cell that they're going to put Mansoor in here and he's going to win the whole goddamn thing.
I was like, well, they're going to hold up that plane if Mansoor doesn't leave as the champion. They're never leaving Saudi. It's funny that they don't ever call it Saudi Arabia either. They always call it Jeddah whenever they have to do promotions. Like,
yeah,
people won't know that they're in Saudi Arabia.
Well, who knows? Who knows where Jeddah's at? I think it's in Texas, I believe. Jeddah,
it's,
Texas.
It's in that city of Volkswagens, the Volkswagen Jeddah.
Wherever they make them Volkswagens, that's where Jeddah is.
I think it's Germany, man. I'll tell you what, old Germany, they're wrestling in Germany. I don't know why those people have them handkerchiefs over on their heads in Germany.
You said handkerchiefs. what else was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say to you, but I can't now remember for the life of me what it was. So it's gone now.
Can you just at least gloat for the people that you have a handsome earthquake, though?
Oh, yes. Everybody, look at this. The most handsome action figure of all time. I made a sound in the store when I saw this that probably only a young girl usually would make seeing a Barbie. That's how happy I was to see a man handsome earthquake. It was shining to me like a gift from above on the Target shelf. So I finally found my handsome earthquake.
Yeah, it was like, you know, a teenage girl seeing Justin Bieber. Is he still relevant? I don't know.
I love Justin Bieber, so don't badmouth him. Yes, he's very relevant.
No, I mean, but he's moved on to bigger and better things than, you know, selling to 8-year-old girls.
Yes, probably.
He's now at the same demo as AEW.
Yes. Yeah, 18-30. Have you ever heard that song, the key demo song? It's like, I'm 35, I'm in the key demo. You ever heard that?
Oh, yes, Jim Cornette, isn't it? Or one of his songs from his show.
Somebody's played it on the show, I'm sure, but yeah, that song is hilarious.
Yeah, that's a great song. Those people that make those songs on the Jim Cornette show are very, very talented.
They made one for Rampage, too. It's not as good as the other one, but it's still pretty funny. What did you think about the Lita versus Becky Lynch match? Now, while I didn't think it was the greatest match of all time, I certainly thought it was better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm in that same boat. I thought it was going to be really bad, and I wanted it to get over quickly. But surprisingly, it wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's odd. I don't know if it sounds strange, but it's odd seeing the women wrestle in their non-normal wrestling gear.
Yes.
They just have a different look about them.
Yeah.
It would be like seeing, I don't know, Brock Lesnar wrestle in a denim bodysuit or something.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't really want to say. It just doesn't make sense. It just looks odd.
Nothing wrong with it. It just looks odd.
Please don't ever let Brock Lesnar wrestle in a denim bodysuit. A lot of chafing going on in there.
A lot of chafing. I really didn't like, the only thing I complained about is I really didn't like the finish because it's like Lita hit both of her finishing moves and then Becky kicks out and then Becky, you know, hits her finishing move just like a little bit later and just pins her like that. So I wasn't like super over the top happy with the finish, but like I think my expectations were so low going into it that it wasn't the best match I've ever seen, obviously, but it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Now, was the finish rock bottom?
Yeah, that's her, or whatever she calls it, but yeah, it's like a rock bottom.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought, I was trying to remember back how it finished, but I thought that was it. The one that really bothered me was the Roman Reigns Goldberg ending. It wasn't the actual end to the match. It just seemed odd that he put him in that submission, the front face lock, a front chokehold. And, you know, he had him on it, and then they went to the ropes, and then they just let him, gave him the count of four, and then they just let him keep choking him, but they didn't break the hold.
Maybe I just don't remember that part.
They never broke the hold. He just like stepped in further.
Huh.
Like the hold should have been broken.
Right. When you grab like the rope, the hold has to be broken.
You know, because Goldberg made the ropes. Not that so, I cared about the ending.
I was going to say, right now, we're at a point where I never thought we'd be. The mayor is asking why Goldberg didn't win.
No, my problem with it is it's going to allow a door to open for him to come back, and I don't want that either.
Oh, God, you're right. God damn it.
Yes, that's more what I'm worried about. I'm going to have to watch him and his son in a year and a half wrestling, and then I'm going to have, you know, the WrestleMania main event of Goldberg's son versus Hook, and my head's just going to go...
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on us.
Yeah, it's going to be little Goldberg versus Hook main eventing a pay-per-view here soon. That's what we're going to be dealing with.
If you're not watching this live, I'm currently smacking my head against my microphone at the thought of it. Like, I don't have a problem with Goldberg being in a Saudi Arabia show. Like, I wish it wasn't for a title. Yeah, and I wish it wasn't for titles. But I don't want to see him main event any more WrestleManias. For God's sakes, the man's like 60.
No.
Yeah, come on. God damn it. God damn it, pal. Well, Mayor, that's going to do it for our Wrestle of the Week talk, and we're going to get into it. We are watching the main event. It is from... When is it from?
1989.
It's February 1989. Find it on Peacock. You can look up the date later if you want to. It doesn't really freaking matter at this point, does it? It's the main event number two, the second one ever. Mayor, here's your first trivia question. It's the one and only trivia question. That might be a lie. Do you remember what the main event of their very first the main event was?
Okay, well, normally they don't put the true main event on first because it came on late.
Mm-hmm.
So the real main event probably would have been the opening match, which probably would have been Hogan and Boss Man.
Close. You're close.
And then
Hogan and Andre would have been that main event. That would have been the screw job with the twin referee, and then Andre gives the belt over to Ted DiBiase.
I want to say maybe Perfect and Honky Tonk or something like that.
You know, I got it wrong because you're right. It wasn't the main event. It was the opening match of the show. So you got it right. You got the correct answer. I don't know what the main event was.
Oh. Yeah, because they always started with the main event because it started so late. They wanted to lead in with something powerful.
I failed myself on that one, pal. Yeah, so anyway.
Follow along with that idea, Mr. Khan. Your show starts at 10 o'clock. Let's not lead in with, you know, Dark Order number 7.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but that very first Rampage, like the opening match was Christian versus Kenny Omega, right?
Yes.
I would do the same thing. I would do that. I would do that exact same thing every time. I would put the main event on first. That's exactly what I would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's get into it. I'm at all zeros, and we're going to count down from three. And here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I pushed play virtually.
You do. The mayor's so excited. You press play virtually. It's the Mega Powers taking on the Nebraska Dream and the Big Boss Mayor with our lovely manager, Slick.
I do like Slick over there, too.
So, I mean, Slick is the greatest manager of all time in my book. No, he's like number three, but he's still pretty up. He's
Jeff
up.
Jeff so bro. He hit him with the hairspray in the eyes.
Nothing's
more dastardly than the hairspray.
Why is Slick carrying around a bottle of hairspray anyhow?
It wasn't quite hairspray, but word on the street is Tatanka is still trying to get I can't remember what the name of it was. It was the cologne of...
Oh, it was Rick the Arrogance.
Martel. Arrogance. That's it. Yeah, the
Arrogance that he was spraying out of what looked like like those old tubes you would take to pump up your basketball. That's what it looked like.
I wasn't sure if it was that or if it was like a weed sprayer, like to kill your weeds.
Oh, you know, that's probably what it was. They're just showing a montage of times that the Mega Powers have fought the Twin Towers. It's the Mega Powers versus the Twin Towers tonight on the main event!
Good lord, he really tossed in one of them.
He did.
I wasn't sure if that was Dave or Earl.
I don't know either, but... Oh. No. They had to make me relive the Boss Man versus Coco Beware at fucking SummerSlam there. They showed a clip of it. Did you see it? I saw it.
I did.
It. I saw it.
Now, I feel like I watched a lot of wrestling during this time and like a little bit before this, but I don't ever remember Slick as a wrestler. Did he ever wrestle outside of being a manager?
Because
he's a tall guy. I mean, he's got to be like 6'5", 6'6".
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, he's not much smaller than Hakeem and the Boss Man when they come out there. So,
yeah, I mean.
But I don't believe so.
He's not like Leo Rush as a manager. I mean, Slick was a big dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't believe so. But I could be wrong.
Okay. I don't ever. I'm going to have to look into that, see if Slick ever had any actual matches that. He didn't wrestle as a manager, you know.
Jesse Ventura dressed like a go-go dancer here.
Very shaven Ventura. You don't see him quite that shaven.
He's balder than a baby's ass right now, isn't he?
They both have the dimpled chins going.
It's dual dimple chin here in Milwaukee.
Is that Dave Meltzer?
It did look like Dave Meltzer.
How many stars is he rating this promo right now?
Oh, goddamn.
Wait a second. Are those Sean John glasses?
Very ahead of his time. Sean Combs is like
13. He's got the Kango hat, a bow, and some Sean John glasses.
Puff Daddy was like 13.
I thought he told you that he won't stop.
It's bad boy for life, you know? A lot of boa feathered in here by Jesse Ventura. I'm sure him and Vince loved working together. Two hard-headed people.
I always enjoyed their work together, though.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse was always good. Jesse was always good. He was always that heel commentator, and he was just always so good at it. No matter who you put him with, he was good. Yeah.
No matter what,
he just keeps it going.
I need a nightstick. I need something in my room to use as a nightstick. I don't know what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Use my can here. Although this one's open, so I don't want to swing it around too much.
Look at him. He's just going with that arm, man. He just is not stopping. It up. It's like, what is wrong with him? What happened to him? Is something wrong with that man?
That arm doesn't ever stop. I think he slept on it wrong, and it's still asleep, and he's just trying to get it away.
He's just trying to work out
because it's really
tingly. He's just trying to work out the kinks in that shoulder is all he's doing.
He actually started the Soldier Boy.
Yo!
He is the African Dream for a reason.
Looking like Gary from Teen Mom's Father, which you pointed that out to me, which is an amazing comparison.
That and he looks very much like Cal from Sanford and Son. Any listeners that have never actually watched that show, look up Cal from Sanford and Son. It's identical.
I think they might be brothers, pal.
Mm-hmm.
The Boss Man looking very, he looks gassed up on here. He looks gassed to the gills. Look how big he is.
He's just
my guess. He's
not in a feud with Nails right now. He got tired of getting choked for 30 minutes a match.
Some foreshadowing for his later career. He looks like a lot more slender now than what we see to him when we watch Superstars usually.
Yeah, that and he wasn't quite. Oh gosh, the hand jives. It's already going. He's just walking down the ramp.
He's got to have tendonitis in that shoulder. Look at Slick getting down with his bad self.
Slick does a lot of dancing.
The Boss Man's eyes look the same when he sees that buffet line. When he gets to the Chinese buffet, he's like, oh, look at that. Oh, you know.
They're bringing out the new fresh pan of sweet and sour chicken. That's the same look I have, Boss Man. I know that feeling, buddy.
The sweet and sour chicken.
Mm-hmm. And those little donuts with the sugary crystals on them.
Not familiar. Oh, well, it's Jive Soul, bro. Jive Soul, bro. I gotta be playing that.
I hope so.
Oh god, I'm about to say they're not gonna do a fucking promo now, are they?
Oh, I thought they were starting the match, shaking hands.
Wrestling
in cowboy boots there.
So I think that was WrestleMania 5 where he like got in the ring and hit him with the chair.
And Jesse was the special guest referee
at SummerSlam. Yep. Yeah. I like the lime green trunks there from the Macho Man.
Macho Man pulled off so many looks. Like my favorite's the sitting on the beach in the denim shirt, the denim like button down shirt with the cowboy boots with the with the world title.
Oh,
you can't beat that look.
No, that's a great look right there, pal. I don't know. Why did we need another montage?
Elizabeth looks really happy to see Hogan. I don't know. I feel like something might be starting wrong here.
You think so, man? Well, if you can remember now, remember when we watched Survivor Series with Glenn and Jeremy, there was a little bit of dissension amongst the ranks. A little bit of
tension in the air, yeah.
And then when we watched, when we did the AWI Pod Rumble, it looked as if Hogan may have thrown Macho Man out. It looked like an accident to me personally, but Macho Man took a little bit of exception to it. So the tension has been building, as they say.
I mean, they're ready to get down to business in the ring now. The Dream and Slick aren't dancing.
The Boss Man's cutting
a promo at the camera, breaking the fourth wall here.
He literally looks like he can. He's like, I gotta get out of here. The buffet closes at 7. You gotta get out of here. Here in Milwaukee. Oh, that might be the last time we see that handshake, Mayor. It may very well be the last time.
Now, did you like the red and yellow Mega Powers shirt and Mega Powers getup?
Of course. How could you not?
I mean, I figured they could have paired him with the Warrior and then.
You want to hear some good news, Mayor? You will not see any Ultimate Warrior here tonight, pal. So, God bless you.
My prayers have been granted. My wishes have come true. It's a good day.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Let me tell you something, brother. When we get out there, I'm going to punch that big boss man in the face, and I'm going to knock all his teeth out. You're not getting any sweet and sour chicken tonight, boss man.
God, I wanted to start cutting a promo about Chinese food and the voice of the Macho Man, and I just started laughing. Because I just imagine him being very upset at a buffet. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you don't have any more egg rolls, Scott?
Uh-oh. He pushed Liz back. He said, this is my sweet and sour sauce. There's no double dipping in the Macho Kingdom.
The Macho Kingdom allows no double dipping. It's the third law.
Oh, don't you let Elizabeth talk, Macho Man. What is this?
Well, he's
88.
9.
89. And Macho Man's mind, it's still 1988.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's not sure. Hogan, too. Hogan don't know.
The Hulkamania shirt on.
Here we go. They're coming out to the ring. It's the Mega Powers. The fans are going crazy here in Milwaukee.
Oh man, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking I'm hearing the music.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, do you think they're playing Hogan's music or Savage's music?
Oh, they've got to be playing Hogan's at this time still.
You know what? You're probably right. You're probably right. You know what? You won't be able to hear.
He's not the champion though.
They are playing Hogan's music,
but Macho's the champion.
Macho's the champion, but yeah, they are totally playing Hogan's music.
That doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah, we're gonna go out with Savage's music tonight. That don't work for me, brother.
How many times have you torn your shirt off like that?
I mean, I may have, may not have done that during a few times after some alcoholic beverages were consumed. Yes, maybe. Probably after a Nebraska Cornhuskers game. Yes, perhaps.
After a win or a loss.
Probably a win. That would be something that would happen after a win, I think. If that happened during the game, if you weren't celebrating during it.
Hakeem,
not the one man gang, not up in here,
not Hakeem Olajuwon either.
No, I don't know. I don't know if Crusher Broomfield could ever do a hook shot. I'm not sure.
I bet he could. He's looks like an agile man.
You're right. He's no King Kong Bundy out there. No. You know what I mean? No King Kong Bundy.
They're really strategizing this match.
Somebody needed to tell Bossman that he needed a better fucking haircut, because that haircut sucks. I'm sorry, but it does. Oh. I mean, I can't judge because I probably didn't have a good haircut in 89 either. I was 4, but I probably didn't have a good haircut.
I think I had the same haircut as Macho Man there in 1989.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. I've had the same haircut since I was like 4.
You had, still that, be day. Honest, the mayor was already losing his hair. He looked like Hulk Hogan when he was, no, I'm just kidding. You got a full head of hair now, so that doesn't work.
I wish I had a head of hair like Macho Man. I would have been posing for all the school pictures. I wouldn't have gotten out of line. I'd have been pushing kids away.
The mayor would just be diving into other kids' pictures. Just piping in. We had a little disagreement there about who's going to start the match, and now Hogan's going to start with this thing with the Big Boss Man here.
So there was some turmoil at the beginning of that match there between the Mega Powers.
Lots of turmoil here. Oh, fist of Hogan, his patented best move of the 80s, a punch.
You know what I really miss? I know it's going to sound stupid and probably people make fun of it, but grabbing the head with the outside hand to make the punch.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see what you mean. Where you got a hold of the head and then you're punching them.
Yeah, you don't see that much anymore.
No, not enough right. of it.
You're right.
Hogan did. I think Hogan did it on every single punch, but
almost every single punch. Yeah,
but no. I mean, it makes it look like the punch. I don't know. Maybe the punch looks a little bit better to me when you have a hold of the head.
You look like you're really trying to hit that motherfucker.
Yeah. You're never gonna see in a boxing match someone just holding a guy's head and then punching him. But in wrestling terms, it works for me.
Right, you definitely couldn't see, because it's hard to grab somebody's head when you got boxing gloves on, I imagine.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Ooh. Well, got a big... So that was a tremendous sell by the Boss Man to the outside there when he did the whole back body drop. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Atomic drop is what that's called, right? The big nuts shot.
The big nut shot. That's what they should have been called. They really
That's failed. What I like to call it.
They failed that naming. We'll ask Excalibur what it's called.
Oh, God. No, we won't.
The juicy origami drop.
The juicy origami nut drop is what it is. It's the juicy origami nut drop. It is invented in Nakahama. Wherever that is. Not even sure it's a real place. He probably made it up.
I don't know. They make chips and tires there.
Probably. A lot of offense from Hogan here. The Slickster here is going to have to regroup with his Twin Towers. They're going to need to regroup a little bit here.
I always heard that the one-man gang was like really – like he had terrible vision. Like I have terrible vision, but I heard he also was just like – with and he you can't wrestle in glasses and he couldn't get contacts in. So they said he always wrestled like near completely blind.
Well, that's so frightening.
Yeah, that big man just hitting you with like a clothesline at full speed.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying. The African Dreams here are in the ring here. Oh, they're doing the punch back and forth thing, so that's fun. Oh, now he's stumbling. He's stumbling like me before I ripped my shirt off after a Nebraska win.
Oh, are we getting a tag here? Does Macho tag himself in? Oh, they actually had a work tag.
Yeah, it was a hand-to-hand. Oh, from the top rope. I like the matching. I like the matching tights here. I like how Macho's are slightly less yellow than Hogan's, though.
They had to stand apart a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, Macho always threw the real quick jabs, though. And Hogan had the more deliberate hold the head and punch.
I mean, it makes sense because Hogan's got a bigger stature than Macho Man. It would be hard for him to grab Hakeem's head and punch it.
That's very true.
He'd have to jump. Physics. He'd be jumping. Physics, bitch. Who knew? Who thought we'd ever say the word physics on this show? And we have. So it's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't expect that tonight. I'm, just developing news here.
Oh, nice big clothesline. That was kind of Savage's fault. He's distracting the referee, so they got the 2-on-1 on him.
Is the Big Boss Man going to hit a pile driver?
I believe. Oh, that was a rough looking pile driver too.
Hogan got real angry when Undertaker hit him with it, and that looked a whole lot more.
And watch that Undertaker tombstone at the freaking 1991 Survivor Series. He's like this far from the fucking ground. You can clearly see it didn't hit it anywhere.
Yeah. I heard Hogan was really salty after that too.
Come on, Hogan.
I mean, Boss Man nearly about put his head through the mat right there.
That was almost worse than what happened to fucking Madcap Moss. How about that shit?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I know that hurt.
Yeah, if you've ever fallen on your tailbone before.
Yeah, so Hogan, like, back body dropped Big Boss Man, but he struggled, and then Boss Man came down on his lower back, and now Hogan slammed him into the ring post here. Hogan always did heel shit. Always doing heel shit.
He did. He towed that line.
Definitely toad. Jesus Christ.
Macho Man just toad Slickster's face.
He toad that motherfucking line, didn't he?
Do you think the commentators mentioned that the Boss Man was thrown over the ropes onto the hardest part of the ring? I kind of get tired of hearing that now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really a fan of like too many apron spots. I think a lot of apron spots I could do without. So,
yeah, I agree. Like, I want to see these wrestlers wrestle for a long time and be healthy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I want to see people, you know, be able to work past their 40s, which I mean, now they are. I mean, like when I listen to Something to Wrestle With and they talk about how they're saying guys have aged and they're like 38 and, you know, in 1990, you know, and I'm sorry, in like 2003 or something. And I'm looking now, I'm like, all the guys who are really good now are like 40, 45, almost fucking 50.
And they don't look it.
Yeah, no. I mean, AJ Styles looks like he's been the same age since he got to WWE. He doesn't look like he's aged today.
Yeah. I mean, I think Finn Balor's older than every guy in this match right now. And he's...
and he's still... Look at that guy for crying out loud.
He makes me feel less of a man. He's got, and he's got muscles in places I don't even know if I have.
And I'm like... I'm older than he is. I'm sorry. I'm younger than he is, and he looks way better than I do.
I think I don't know. I might be. I'm not sure if I'm older than Finn Balor or not.
I think he's like. Close. I think he's 42. I want to say he's 42. Okay.
Yeah. Then Diesel. God dang. Yeah.
Yeah. He certainly doesn't look 42, does he?
No. It's a healthy gentleman.
Very, very much so. Very much so. Really working savage. Look at Slickster out there with his hat over his head, just moving this giant nightstick around back and forth.
How many buttons has Boss Man broken already?
Oh, you should be glad that they're not all busted by this time in the match. And his shirt's still mostly tucked in.
There's a whole lot of sweat on that shirt, though, under the sides. You know, the Big Boss Mayor make you walk the line.
You better wear deodorant, punk, or you'll be serving hard time. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That man needs a stick. Oh,
Macho Man's nose is serving hard time right now.
It is. He's just been chucked over the top rope by Hakeem. He would be disqualified if this was WCW. This match
now
over.
Now, do you think Elizabeth's dress there was that really trendy back then, or is that extravagant? What kind of where would you wear a dress like that in 1989? Do you think?
Oh,
good lord.
Shit. You'd wear it to the fucking hospital,
she's
I think.
You'd wear it to the morgue. That's Last Dance with Mary Jane stuff right there.
Holy shit. So Hakeem here takes the Macho Man. He chucks him through the ropes and just fucking completely leveled Miss Elizabeth standing outside the ring. I would say you would wear that to a wedding, maybe?
Good lord, she's dead.
She's going to wear it to the hospital because she is down. What's Hogan going to do here now? Uh-oh. I don't think Savage likes what he sees here. No, he definitely doesn't like what he sees. Maybe we should talk about this.
I think we're at a count of 10 now.
Well, Hakeem keeps breaking the count for some reason. He wants to pin these guys. And now he's dragging Macho back in the ring, so Macho's not going to be able to help her. Hogan's crossing runs like the Undertaker. So there's that.
Where's the doc at? I mean,
I know
she might
right?
legitimately need one. That's like Madcap Moss situation there.
That was fucking brutal. Yeah. And now the Twin Towers are just work. Like, if this was nowadays, oh, that's good, Hogan. Yeah, that's probably good for her neck.
Let's not support the head and let her let her neck just flop around.
I like how he's, and then, Macho's fighting. See, he's fine. Macho's going to be fine. So Hogan's going to take her to the back and get her some help, like a gentleman would. Savage's pissed.
He is. He's actually tearing up. He's mad.
Where does Savage think he's taking her?
I don't know. You would think that he's taking her to, you know, like a hospital, not to the Love Shack.
No, Mayor, they would not take them to the hospital. They would take them to the medical facility. Don't say hospital. You can't say hospital.
In 1989, they may have taken them there. I'm not sure if Vince was that upset about terminology back then.
God damn it, pal. They don't go to the hospital. It's a medical facility.
Because this was still before they let the cat out of the bag and had to say, you know, it's entertainment, right?
It's all bullshit.
Because that was later on. I think that was like mid-90s.
I can't remember exactly when they came out and said when it was. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Was that Shane McMahon as a medic?
It did look kind of like Shane McMahon, didn't it? Here comes the ambulance. Here comes the ambulance.
Medic.
It plays like the siren behind it. I think we just made a song.
Is it Scott Steiner's siren?
Yeah. No, it's Braunbreaker.
Actually, I think that's Jimmy Speed who pushed her out. Remember Jimmy Speed from last week?
I do remember Jimmy Speed.
Who can forget that man? Light of foot and...
He didn't look very fast. I can tell you that much for certain. He did not look like a fast man. If any person needed to be named Speed, it was not that individual.
Hogan's really tearing up. He's trying to win that Academy Award he didn't get with Mr. Nanny.
Or Suburban Commando. Or
Santa with Muscles.
No Holds Barred. Do you remember back in the day, the No Holds Barred, where they were going to, you could order it on pay-per-view, and then you got the cage match? The match, the movie, No Holds Barred Christmas!
I'm probably not going to be a surprise, but I did see Suburban Commando and No Holds Barred in the theater.
No, Mayor, I'm not surprised.
Although I did not see Mr. Nanny in the theater. Was that the name of it, Mr. Nanny?
Mr. New, well, why is Savage drunk? You can't tag anybody. There's nobody over there. You saw him leave. You were very upset about it.
And he's just letting the match go on. I mean, you think he would have been back there.
So Hogan should just get back to the ring. I mean,
the docs are there.
Yeah, Jimmy Speed's got everything taken care of here. I mean, he's very fast. His name's Dr. Speed. I'm sorry. Dr. Speed's here, and he's going to take care of everything. It's fine.
I mean, he's got rubbing alcohol, some chloroform. Some gauzes there, a blood pressure cuff. I think he's got it under control.
Yeah, I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. He's clearly been to medical school. She's going to be fine. Twin Towers are just working Macho Man over, traping him over the top rope here. Man.
He's hand-jiving. Do you think there will ever be a large white man named the African Dream or a tag team named the Twin Towers ever again?
You know what, the second one I hadn't thought of, but yeah, no, I don't see that happening. Hogan's back. Yeah, no, I don't ever see
neither of those things are gonna ever happen again.
No, definitely not. When you started saying like a tag team called the Twin Towers, I'm like, what's wrong with that? And they're like, oh, that's what's wrong with that. Like, it struck me like a lightning bolt.
I won't even make a joke about that one.
No, we're gonna leave that one there. The crowd looks pumped now. They're more excited than a Milwaukee Bucks basketball game.
Well, Hogan just came back. They've got to see Hogan twice in one night.
Man, goddamn, that's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, because this was the first match. You pressed this from zero, right?
Yeah, so there were some dark matches, I believe, that were for the live crowd that weren't on TV. But this was the first match when it went live on air. I believe the main event is going to be Hercules versus the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, God! What the hell?
What just happened?
Wait a second. Wait a second. I told you he was blind. He couldn't see the ropes. He missed them.
What fuck just happened? He just fell through the ropes.
I think they're going to need to clear Elizabeth from that gurney and get Akeem back there. He just died.
He literally just fucking fell.
No, don't throw him. That's 400 pounds getting tossed over the top rope.
Oh, no, we're going to get a tag here. He's going to tag Hogan in. Here we go. We're going to get the hot tag. Here we go, man. Are you ready? Oh!
Ooh.
He tagged him in the face. Yeah, he tagged his face with his hand. Macho Man jumped over the top rope, and now he's telling Hogan where he can stuff it. Oh! A kick to the back of the head there by the big boss, Mayor, as he drags Hogan back into the rings. I think Savage is leaving. I think he's leaving, Mayor.
I think so. He's got to go attend to his woman.
Trouble in paradise, pal. Trouble in paradise. I don't think this thing's going to last forever. Huh?
Isn't that his future show?
Something like that.
Thunder in paradise.
There was still a lot of trouble in that Thunder in Paradise. He's got to get his championship belt, though. Go back there and get your championship belt. Come on, pal. Who's Debbie in the mullet here is pissed. There's a mullet right there. She was pissed.
I still can't believe Hakeem literally missed every part of the ropes and went straight through them.
And he just went ass straight to the ground. Like, you could literally see his feet go up as he went out of the ring. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
It was like if you're trying to get in your car and you slip on ice. Yeah. And your feet just go up and your body goes back. That's what happened.
Except
he did it from like 7 feet in the air at 450 pounds.
Yeah, it was definitely a sight. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
That was the Macho Man point.
Hogan, I'm out of here. He's out of here. He said, I told him, go back and get your belt. That's exactly what he did. He said, fuck you, Hogan, I'm out of here. Do you think the Hulkster's going to be now? Macho Man's gone. The Hulkster going to be able to overcome these insurmountable odds and defeat the Twin Towers, Mayor? What do you think?
I mean, it's Hogan.
I mean, it's Hogan and it's the 80s. Big splash here by.
He's got to start hulking up, right? Oh, there
he goes. Oh, there it is. You call it. Right on cue, Mayor. You called it, pal. Hulkster's hulking up here.
Hulk up against the hand jive. I wish Akeem hulked up with a hand jive.
Oh, god damn it, pal. That would be amazing. That would be the best.
Was Akeem ever a baby face?
No, I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either, nor was One Man Gang.
I was going to say, I can't imagine them trying any promotion trying to get over a One Man Gang baby face gimmick. That doesn't make sense. Oh, he drops the big leg drop. 1, 2, 3. And the Hulkster does overcome the insurmountable odds. Bossman's a little lazy there. I feel like Bossman could have broke up that pin, but he's a little lazy. He's just trying to get his
handcuffs. Why is Bossman have himself handcuffed?
Yeah, I don't. Why?
Why would you handcuff yourself?
That doesn't make any sense. I think he's confused. No. Are you going to handcuff yourself to him?
I mean, maybe he has the key and he's going
Uh-oh.
Double noggin knocker.
Wait,
he handcuffed himself to Slick?
No, Hogan handcuffed him to Slick. But he put the fucking handcuff on himself. And then why would he put it on himself?
I don't know. I can't think of any good reason. Do they teach you that in police academy? I'm going to have to ask my friend who's a cop if they teach you to handcuff yourself in police academy at any point in time.
I've been handcuffed a few times, and I never saw the cop handcuff himself before he handcuffed me.
So you've never been handcuffed to a police officer before?
Never happened. No, I've never seen it. Okay. Not ever. I've never seen that happen.
Actually do something with Elizabeth. She doesn't look like she's had any of her vitals checked. She just put on a bed.
They just said leave her here. She just needs to sleep it off. She's got a concussion.
they gave her a water and some aspirins.
Here you go, Liz. You'll be fine. Hogan's roaming the halls, just searching for Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man's, you know, kind of being a dick here. You know, you took her out. You know, it wasn't his fault, but he took her out. Now he's just giving her the business. She's hurt. That's not very nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that landed on her.
Right. Oh, here we go. Uh-oh. I told you. There's a dissension amongst the ranks. Mayor, get your tissues out. It's going to be a sad moment for you.
I don't really, I'm kind of hesitant of watching this.
Oh.
Uh-oh. This isn't, they shouldn't be doing this to Liz in her condition. I mean, come on.
Which WrestleMania was this right before? Was this right before four?
Five.
Five, okay.
Which is what we'll be watching for GiggleMania 4, so stay tuned for that. That's why we're watching this, because we're watching the build-up for it, because it's the road to GiggleMania 4, pal.
Now, I'm trying to remember back. I'm terrible with, like, memorizing Good. When things actually happened. Did Macho win the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 4 in a tournament?
That is correct, pal.
Okay.
You got it. They're having a long conversation here. A lot of him pointing his finger at Hogan's face, which Hogan looks at they're taking some exception to.
I mean, I don't like when people put their fingers in my face either.
No, I mean,
he poked him in the eye.
No, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Be a man, Hogan, or I'm gonna make a rap album about you in 21 years.
Yeah, no, he's put his finger in his face way more times than I would have ever allowed. Yeah.
Oh!
Takes him out with the shot with the championship.
Stabbed straight through my heart.
I know. He could have taken out Liz, too, man. Come on, Macho.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
Say it ain't so.
I bet 8-year-old me probably might have even been in tears at this moment. Because it would have been late. It would have been way past my bedtime. I probably would have had like some pizza rolls staying up late watching it on a big tube TV.
It weighed 800 pounds. You needed the entire family. Oh!
Oh, good Lord. Someone call the cops. He's going to be getting a pamphlet at the hospital talking about domestic violence.
Somebody call HR. Look, oh, Macho.
The booty man came out.
They
really made this look real, bringing out other people here.
I forgot that he fucking threw her like that.
He garbage tossed her, too.
That's a bit much. You could not do that nowadays. Holy cow. Oh, now he just chucked Pat Patterson. Who else is in there? Is that Nick Bockwinkel? Couldn't be. It couldn't be Nick Bockwinkel. It kind of looks like him, but I don't think it is. What'd the gurney ever do? Is that Nick Bockwinkel?
You might be right. I think that is Nick Bockwinkel. Only one person could have a head of Lego hair like that.
Nick Bockwinkel is one of those guys like Jimmy Hart. He could be 40 or 87. Who knows?
I think he's still 42.
I want to say you're right, pal. I want to say you're right. He's a vampire. Here comes the mighty Hercules.
Not on the juice at all.
He definitely isn't gassed up. Not at all. No.
What'd he say? Chicken and...
Hard work and chicken breast, pal. That's right.
Hard work and chicken breast. Was that from a Sting interview?
No, I don't even. So I was, I did a show with Rob from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, and we were talking about Hercules, I think, actually, ironically, and he was like, yeah, no alternative supplements there. I said, no, all hard work and chicken breasts. And then I don't know, ever since then, that's what we've been saying.
I mean, it's very fitting.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your ass. That's all I can think of when he's doing that.
Petey Pablo and Hercules were the tag team that we needed.
The tag team we needed. It's a tag team that we didn't think we ever needed, but we need so dearly. Oh, we're back here. I see Jimmy Speed's tending a lot more to fucking Hulk Hogan than he was to fucking Miss Elizabeth. Dr. fucking Speed here.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Hogan's really selling this. I mean, Miss Elizabeth got garbage tossed and got leveled like pancakes by Macho coming through the ropes.
Right, and they're checking on Hogan? Fuck Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan will just Hulk up. He'll be all right.
He'll be fine. I just watched him beat two fucking 7-foot tall guys. He did it by himself. It's fine.
Oh, I like the green money suit.
Mm. Yeah, that's the way to go. I mean, if you're the $1 million man, why wouldn't you have a money green suit? There's a big beef, big Twitter beef between Mr. Hughes and Virgil over who's stealing whose gimmick on this whole Olive Garden thing. So that's I want to see a breadstick on a pole match, pal. Let's see it. I want to see it.
I mean, there's a lot of things I probably don't. I'd probably rather see that than Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn.
I'm with you there, pal. I think that we should also they should have that match, and you and me should be able to do commentary for it. I think that would be amazing.
I would love it.
That would be great. Hercules, the House of Fire here. If you'll remember, Mayor, the Million Dollar Man tried to buy Hercules to make him his slave. Their words, not mine. Before Survivor Series, and that's why the feud is still going here. He's beating the shit out of the Million Dollar Man and the aforementioned Virgil. Hashtag fuck money.
Now, did Hercules ever have a run as any kind of champion? God, Virgil really sold that one for him.
Not in WWE. Like, I don't even think he was a tag champion.
Not with Power and Glory. They never won the belt.
No, they don't. Underrated tag team, though, Power and Glory. But no, I don't think they ever did win the belts. I don't think they even had a title shot.
That's a disappointment. I mean, I don't think Beverly Brothers ever won either. What a toss.
That was quite a toss. Hercules really showing his strength here. As we said, hard work and chicken breast, and you can throw motherfuckers around the ring like nothing.
He definitely has. Do you remember Lyle Alzado from the Raiders?
Okay.
The real steroid guy, yep. His forehead sloped in and had the exact same haircut as Hercules. I think the steroids caused that same look. Put a picture of Hercules Hernandez and Lyle Alzado next to one another, and I'm dead serious. You can't tell the difference, and I've never noticed that until today.
Nope, you're absolutely right.
I never do that when we get off of here.
I never thought of that either, but they are the same person. Have we ever seen him in the same place at the same time? They are the same fucking person.
I don't think so.
Oh, there you go, Ted. Using his smarts there, snatches Hercules and throws him over the top rope here. Mayor, who do you think's going to win? You taking Hercules? Or you taking Ted DiBiase?
Oh, I've got to go with Ted.
I know, it's a stupid question.
And I get the Earl of Olive Garden.
The Earl of Olive Garden. That's good, pal. I like it.
That's what they should be wrestling for. That should be they get a belt, but it's just for the Earl of Olive Garden. Actually, give them a scepter, but the scepter is a breadstick, and then there's marinara at the end of it.
He just carries it with him. That's amazing.
The scepter's made out of breadsticks, like petrified breadsticks. You don't want to petrified. Flop. Petrified breadsticks.
That's the only you're not going to get that from any podcast but this one, pal. So
no, we didn't sit around and write down this stuff either. I mean, this is just all off the cuff.
Yeah, this is just, you know, me and the mayor show up. He drinks a Bud Light seltzer, and we sit here and make jokes. That's what we do, pal.
I mean, that's why anyone would be here on a Friday night with us.
That's right.
Or listening along on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, which you listen on probably Monday on Sports for Our Radio, which again, shout out to Tom. We're going to start sending our videos to him too, and they're going to get that up on the Roku channel, which is Northeastern Sports app. Make sure you download that on your Roku player. And not only can you listen to us, but you can look at our faces.
Yeah, I was really unaware about that Roku had their own channel. So I was pretty pumped to see that. Got it downloaded and pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, so there you go. Make sure you check that out. Check out Sports Wire Radio. Follow Tom at ThomasBryce2017. He said he's going to get on one of these shows with us before WrestleMania, so look out for that.
We need to make that happen for sure.
Yeah, my headphones just died. That's okay.
I can still hear you.
That's good. That's all that matters, pal. As long as you can still hear me, that's all that matters.
Now, can you hear anything? You can hear me.
Yeah, no, I can hear you. I want to just move my mic away so it doesn't like get an echo.
So who do you think's winning? You got Hercules?
See, like, I want to pick Hercules because I feel like they're trying to give him some kind of big baby face push after this whole getting bought by the... Because he was a heel. He was with Bobby the Brain Heenan, and then DiBiase paid Heenan for Hercules, and then they had this big feud. So I want to say that he maybe gets a big win here, but I know that's not going to happen. Come on. Ted's going to win it.
Now who was the Heenan family at this time?
Fuck, I couldn't even tell you. Because
Rude wasn't here yet, right?
Rude was here, so he's going to face Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 5. So Rude's here.
Rude's got to be with him.
Haku.
Haku, yeah.
He's got to have Andre still with him at this point.
Is Big John Studd still slinking around?
I don't think Studd Studd wasn't around at this point. I believe he's special guest referee in a match at WrestleMania 5, Big John Studd is, I want to say.
Okay.
So Haku, who else would have been in the Heenan family at this time?
Because Bundy was in it, but Bundy wouldn't be here, I don't think.
No, Bundy wasn't around at this time, I don't think either.
No. I think he had like a mid-card match or opening match at WrestleMania 3 and then disappeared after that for the most part until...
WrestleMania 3, he had that match with the Hillbilly Jim and they had
the little people.
Yeah, little people with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of my favorite WrestleMania matches.
Their terms, not their words, not ours.
Yes.
I actually don't know what they called them. They probably called them something else.
I think little people's an okay thing to say. They probably said the M word, and I'm not going to use that one. Because I've been told that's not okay, so I'm not going to do it. Virgil, $1 million look at those arms, pal. Did you see those traps, pal? That Virgil, god damn it.
Now, in the year 2022, do you think the word $1 million man would still be impressive, or was like $1 million not that impressive anymore?
You wouldn't even be considered rich if you were the $1 million man. You'd have to be the $1 billion man. That's the only way you could do it.
Inflation's caught up to us now. Like, the $1 million man's just like, that's not that impressive.
I mean, oh, you mean you're multi-million dollars? What the fuck does that mean? Oh! Virgil tied the chain up in the corner. DiBiase took the face plant into it. I thought Hercules had him. I was going to pop like Coco Beware one at the 1988 SummerSlam pile.
I'm just still in awe looking at his hair. It's not a mullet, but it's like if Bob Ross was on steroids. And he swung around his happy little chain.
He's got him in like a torture rack here, but that's Virgil's a nice, got the that's referee a nice move. Tied up. I don't recall him ever using a torture rack. Oh. Virgil gave him a wedgie.
He was showing the torture crack.
Oh, and
there's more torture crack.
As he's got the tights here. And Ted DiBiase, did he kick out or did he get the three count?
I think he got the three, didn't he?
I believe he did. I want to say, he did.
There we go. Okay.
We got to see all more of Hercules than I ever wanted to see. And then DiBiase does get the victory here. Oh, Hercules is pissed. He said, "Where's my chain? My father Zeus gave me that chain. You son of a bitch."
he's looking for his grilled chicken and chain.
I need my chain and my grilled chicken. Spinning around my head like a helicopter. Where's Petey Pablo when I need him? He don't sound like that, but
I'm not sure if I've heard too many Hercules promos. I know he had one before a Royal Rumble.
Oh my God. Where's Miss Elizabeth? Can somebody tell me what's up with that? Like, Macho Man threw her across the room, so that's my main concern. Fuck this Hulk Hogan guy.
Hulk Hogan's selling this like he got hit in the head with like a steel pipe.
Can we be sure the doctor here isn't Mean Gene's son? Because they have the same fucking hairstyle.
It does look like Mean Gene's son.
Dr. Gene.
Where did they get those ice cubes from?
Hogan's not even, I don't know. Hogan's not even bleeding. We don't feel sorry for you, motherfucker.
Like, did they not have ice packs back then? Did they really have to put cubes in a sandwich bag?
I guess so. That's all I had. Oh my God, he's having a mental breakdown, pal.
I was going to say, I thought he was powering up like Warrior. And the Warrior.
He's like, I got to talk to my hands, brother.
Is he going to start puking?
I'm not sure if he's hurt or
puke for me. Vince, when he was talking to Draws.
Yeah, he's gonna puke.
He's gonna puke.
Oh, it continues. I hope it's not more of Hogan shaking. I can't take any more of that. Oh no, it isn't.
Now, was this was the second main event, and they're holding it in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. As if I remember correctly, this played the Bradley Center, which is where the Bucks play now. This was like brand new back then. Like it was just built. I think this was like one of the first things that they had there.
Wow, it's kind of crazy that they're still in the same exact stadium. Like, basketball stadiums usually don't last, at least from my memory, I don't think they last too long. Because that was almost 30.
30 something. Yeah, I mean, it's a long time. I want to say it's more than 30 years. It's like 40 years, pal. I don't know math. Don't ask us to do math.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We're not doing a Kangol hat. Do you think Vince could pull off the Kangol hat look?
Didn't he kind of do the same thing when he was ECW champion? Didn't he kind of have the same sort of look?
You're right. I think it was a bandana.
Yeah. It was like a do-rag. He had the do-rag. Hogan's checking closets. Somebody's got to clean that up, you dipshit.
Did he really think Macho Man was going to be hiding in like the mop closet?
And now he's beating up the Anvil. The Anvil ain't got nothing to do with it. Okay, who's that? Oh, is that Shawn Michaels? They just tossed Shawn Michaels.
Oh my gosh!
Now he's got Bret Hart.
Wow, two of the biggest stars in the company in 8 years. Not so much Marty Jannetty. Maybe Shane McMahon. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that might be Shane McMahon. Oh, now he's gonna. No, that door is locked. Hogan, he's definitely in there. I mean, I would think the Macho's in the locked door.
When Hogan went through there and he tossed Shawn Michaels like he did, do you think that Shawn Michaels was hoping to pass the torch when he kicked Shawn Spears in the face in the backstage area, and Shawn Spears just fell short?
Maybe so, pal. Maybe so. And that does it. That is the end of the main event. Shocking events, Mayor. The Mega Powers are no more. How does that make you feel?
It's heartbreaking.
It's very sad.
You know, as a kid, I was a big fan of Macho and Hogan. Watching back, I didn't want it to break up. It was too soon. Too soon, Vince.
Too soon, pal. Well,
but I guess when Macho Man flies out and levels Elizabeth and then garbage tosses her, he's kind of got to be a heel from that point on.
I mean, yeah,
I'm pretty sure the cops might have been called on him after that one.
There's no other way around it. I forgot. I didn't remember that he chucked her like that. I think me and you both were like, oh,
yeah. That was more than an Irish whip. That was
a bit much. Like, I could just see like he's you know doing whatever to Hogan, and he kind of like. He pulls back to punch
and like catches her
and like knocks her back a little, but he literally just grabbed and threw.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was goddamn, pal.
It was like when Nicole Bass took Terry Reynolds and just was like swinging her around uncomfortably.
Oh, yeah. Or China. I remember when China first debuted, she was just ragdolling Marlena, as she was called.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I might be thinking of that.
It was, I'm sure that Nicole Bass probably ragdolled some people too. So,
yeah.
Sure she did. Well, that's going to do it. I think I got all the shout-outs in. Shout out to Glenn and Jeremy. Check out their show. It comes out on Sunday. If you want to hear somebody describe NXT 2.0 so that you don't have to watch it, if you don't want to watch it, I mean, it's usually somewhat entertaining for me, so I usually like to check it out. But you definitely need to listen to their show because, you know, the mayor here is their piece of business pay-per-view champion. So do you want to give like a champion speech before we get out of here? Go ahead.
I mean, it was a long, hard road that I had to pave to make it here. A lot of research and hard work has been put through the years. You know, as a little big boss mayor growing up, I was dreaming of this day one day that I'd be able to, you know, pick a show in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, better than three of my good friends here. And voila, one day it happened. And now I get to carry around the title, and I'm going to make it proud and not throw around women like Macho Man.
That's good. The boyhood dream has come true for the big boss mayor.
It was like, was it Lou Gehrig who had the speech? This is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah. Well, there you go, pal. The mayor's the champ. We just watched a very interesting show. It's the Road to Gigglemania 5. Join us. Not 5. 4. We're going to watch WrestleMania 5. It's Gigglemania 4. join us next Friday night. We'll be back watching more WWF Superstars. It's a hashtag Friday night mullet watch. Be on the lookout for that. I already plugged Sportswire Radio, so I don't need to do that, but we'll do it one more time. Shout out to Sportswire Radio. Hear us on there. The mayor gets it right every time, sometimes.
I'm like Daniel Bryan hitting the double bicep when I'm choking someone out.
Oh, we're gonna, and I'm gonna make you pick AEW matches next week. So be on the lookout for that. I'm gonna pick them too, and I'm half the people I'm not gonna know who they are. So that's gonna be a lot of fun for us. So,
man, I'm kind of sad. I wanted to go see that in the movie theater, and they're not carrying it this time. I don't know why. It was sold out every time. I don't know why they just not do it, but maybe AEW couldn't reserve the rights to it. I'm not sure.
Maybe they're just not. Maybe they just don't think that a lot of people will go since there's, you know, fans back in arenas. I guess I don't know. I guess that would make a difference because you don't live in where the show's at. So my point is invalid there.
I'm not dry. I don't even know where it is. Vegas. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have no. I think it's in Texas. I don't know. Who knows? We'll talk about it next week, pal.
It's not in Canton, Ohio. I can tell you that.
It is definitely not in Lincoln, Nebraska. And it never will be. Well, the show might come to Lincoln, Nebraska. They're going to have a pay-per-view here is what I mean.
Probably not.
No, definitely not. It's never going to happen. The only thing we're going to get is the cow toss in tournament. That's the only thing we're getting about. That's it.
I could see, you know, the World Cornhole Championship being played in Lincoln, Nebraska. That would make sense.
It only makes sense. It should be played. We should be the cornhole capital of the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's what we should be.
I'm a great cornholio.
God damn it. Well, that's it, pal. We're out of here now because we're not going to do any better than that. So. No.